Hello? Hello?
Joseph, it's Tina. I think we got cut
Yeah.
off.
I know. Yeah, no, I try to answer this other call. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. No, I'm letting Maria know that I have you on the line now because she was asking
Okay.
me if I was available. Okay, so
Yeah.
she's good to go. Okay, so what I was telling you
Tina,
about,
what's your position? Tina, what's your position?
I'm the revenue achievement specialist here. I'm actually on the website. If you look at that link that I sent you, there's going to be a
Yeah.
couple of links at the top that say about us, and you'll be able to see like a little bio on me on the
Okay.
website. Yeah, but what I was telling you about that guy that wanted to, get his business ranked, he was by the second month, he was starting to
Okay.
show on the bottom
Got it.
organically, but when he checked it, he was removed. So he went through a second time. He did 3 more weeks worth of revisions, and the second time he found himself at the bottom. And again, the next day he was removed. And he finally called me and he said, "You know what? This just became a matter of my time spent because, for the
Yep.
$299, he calculated it out to be only $9 a day. So he's like, I'm spending so much more money in my time spent sitting here studying manuals and reconstructing websites, never even to know if I'm going to be there the next day. You know what I mean? And that's the nice thing about this program is that, you'll be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks, and you won't have to worry about rotating off or anything like that because we have a team
So
of pre-certified.
Tina, what's the difference of the SEO and the marketing? Why do I need an SEO? Can't I just hire a marketing company to market my business and I get a lot of business? What's the difference?
So the difference is sometimes a marketing company, they were trained 5 years ago in the Google algorithms and analytics, but the problem
Yeah.
is Google updates that daily. So if they're
Yeah.
not getting day-to-day training, they're not going to give you the best of programming. And
That's
that's
what
what
I
I
heard.
worry
That's what
about
I
is there's,
heard. Yeah.
so many companies out there that,
Now you know what, Gina? What's the difference of Google and Facebook and Instagram marketing?
Okay, so that's what I was going to tell you. I didn't get to the point yet where I was going to tell you that this program, because we're a premier partner, Google allows us to bundle these services with Facebook ads. Okay, so what
Okay.
that will do is how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's going to be an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah, I see that a lot.
A lot, yeah. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's designed.
So you guys are doing the SEO plus the marketing or just the SEO?
The SEO plus the social media marketing through Facebook. Okay, so we,
Ah, got it. So for this price?
and for this price, absolutely. And you're going to have a detailed tracking system, which is going to show you how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you
You
receive from
know
Facebook. You'll see
what?
which
I don't
keywords.
know. Which one is more effective?
Google is definitely more effective. So, and here's why. Statistically speaking, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that means
Why is
there's
that?
only,
What's so important about this first page of Google?
I
What's so
think
important about
because
that?
Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. It's built into everybody's cell phones. It's on everybody's computers. People say all day long, let's Google it. I hardly ever say, hear someone say, let's Facebook it or let's, Thumbtack it or, what I mean? People say, let's Google it all day long because Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. Now, the Facebook ads are absolutely beneficial because they click in very quickly. Remember I told you within under 2 weeks? So that's going to jumpstart your profile and get you results even quicker. But what some people do is once they're ranking on Google, they call in and they remove the Facebook ads. And in that case, it would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And I was going to tell you that since you said, oh, I want something under 200, you could do that program from the get-go. I wouldn't recommend it because, you know, you need that extra component to get you results quicker, right? But if you wanted to, we could, you know, remove the Facebook ads and do just the Google for the $199 monthly. So, it, you know, with the friends and family rate, it would only be $50 more, you know. So if it were me, I'd probably keep the Facebook ads on there. But you do have that option if you wanted to. And, you know, my question to you is, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
You know, yeah, no, I like, no, I like that. I think it's to hear you speaking about all this stuff about, you know, you, I can tell that you have a lot of knowledge and experience about, you know, the Google and stuff like that. The only problem I'm having is I get excited. I'm that kind of person. I'm a business owner. Okay. If I know that something will help benefit my business,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind spending the money. I'm that kind of person because I see the value into it. But my problem is these two marketing companies took advantage of me. I lost $7,000 in 3 months.
Oh, no. $7,000
in 3 months. Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. I am so sorry to hear that. You know, and that's
so,
why
so
I'm telling
not asking
you
to feel sorry for me. So this is the reason why I'm like kind of skeptical about working. Because they don't have SEO. They didn't work with Google. So I don't think they have a lot of knowledge of Google. So I asked them about Google and they said, yeah, maybe that's something we can work on. I can tell like they didn't have. I was just so desperate because I wanted to get busy because I got people working for me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
yes.
I all that money I was saving up because I know we're getting into the slow month and this is the slow month because I have accounts that I save money for my taxes and all that.
Yep.
So all that money, that $7,000 that I was saving because my business this year increased. I doubled the number that from last year. So
nice.
Which is good. Yeah, because that's the goal. I'm trying to grow my business. So I'm trying to save money and stuff like that because I know taxes and all that kind of thing. But when these guys, yeah, so what happened is I try to go to hire an attorney to go after this guy in New York. I let it go. There was another lady never paid me. So I've learned from that mistake. I've never had any problem before. But it's okay. I'm not trying to ask you to feel sorry. I just want to let you know where I'm at right now.
Yes. I understand where you're at and I empathize with you. And that's why I was telling you earlier, Joseph, that success on the internet is all about working with the right company because you can get entangled with the wrong company and lose $7,000 like you have. I mean, I've heard every single horror story imaginable. I've been with this company for 13 years and people tell me all kinds of crazy things with marketing companies, you know? So that's the beauty of our program is that, you know, we're certified by Google, so you don't have to worry about anything. I mean, you're going to be, you know, in a spotlight position on the first page capturing where 9 out of 10 consumers.
Did you know, Tina, I work with a guy. I call Google. So I created my own Google account. I went ahead and did my own Google account because I was taking advantage of. So,
you can do that. Yeah, every business gets a free Google account. You don't have to hire a company. But the hard part is getting it optimized on the first page. That's what is so time consuming. Yep.
The problem is I was talking to some people in other third world country, like, oh, like there's chickens behind in the backyard, you know?
That's the problem, sometimes they're outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines where if you try to get a hold of them, it's impossible. And if you do, like you
exactly.
say, there's chickens in the background. So
that's the problem I was having. I'm trying to ask them problem and I can't get a hold of anyone. So it's very frustrating. I got some job from people, but problem is I'm like, I didn't do any SEO so all that. It was very complicated, you know, like very hard to try. I don't know. I wanted to qualify clients. I don't want wasting my time and all that. So,
yep. I'll help you out, Joseph. I want to help you offset some of that money that you spent. So I'll absolutely get that friends and family rate approved for you.
So
that will save you $150 today, plus $50 each month moving forward. And then if you want to do that package without the Facebook, you can do it for $199, but with the Facebook, it would be $249. Which way are you thinking would be more beneficial for you right now?
None.
None? Well, if that's the case, respectfully, I'll move on because I have 40 technicians calling out and I haven't seen a position of this magnitude even open in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. So we're filling this today. The question is either it's going
to be you. You're a salesperson. I'm a salesperson too, myself.
Yep.
I understand.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you're in a highly competitive area for what you do, you know, and you've started
anywhere.
Exactly. Well, not really. I mean, it's more competitive in certain areas and industries, and what I mean by that
I'm looking for a company. I was searching online. I was I'm waiting for my website company to get back with me. I don't know what's the delay. Once they get back with me, I was planning to reach out to this company. They pay less than you, and they do SEO and stuff like that. So that's why, because I want to do this. I want the SEO because I was thinking a lot of, since I started my business, I never understood about SEO. As the more I started reading more information about it and watching YouTube videos,
right,
I realized that the importance of having an SEO for my page, because I talked to some people that said, man, your website is not ranked on the first page. I said, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm lacking right now. I need someone to market my business, but I need an SEO.
Yes, that's what we are. We're a local SEO company. And what that means is that we get you ranked on the first page locally in your service area. So there's other companies
called
SEO.
So you say, like, this is the
SEO
best option instead of hire a marketing company. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely, because marketing companies, you already know, they're a lot more expensive, and then they don't have the up-to-date certifications through Google, you know? So if this is absolutely, and that's one thing I want to let you know, Joseph, everybody on the first page is paying for it some way or somehow. Some of them have marketing companies. Some of them have an on-site marketing person that they have to pay an annual salary to do the programming, you know? So we happen to be the biggest and the best in the area, which is why we keep our pricing so reasonable. But everybody up there is definitely paying for it because they have to constantly be doing the algorithm updates on a day-to-day basis or else they would fall off.
I don't need a marketing. I just need this SEO. The SEO is going to help me a lot, a lot of businesses instead of marketing.
Exactly. What a marketing company typically can do is help you market your business with more of the print and the flyers and magazine ads and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But what we do is we brand your business online and give you the most dominant internet presence locally. Right? So you don't need a marketing company, because with those other companies, if they're doing that branding kind of like with print and things like that, those are great strategies. But let's say that somebody handed me a flyer for your company and I look at it and I'm like, wow, this looks like a really legit company. If I ever need them, I'm going to call them. And then that's it. That idea gets stuck on the back burner, right? And we all know what happens to ideas stuck on the back burner. But how Google works is they call it a micro moment. We would put you in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, right? Because the only reason they're Googling for one of your services is because they need you, right? So that's the difference, is it's bringing people that are ready to hire you. Plus, I don't know if you've ever tried like directories or lead services or anything like that. And all they generate is a bunch of price shoppers that are just looking for the cheapest rate, right? So with this program, it tends to attract the luxury high-end clients that are willing to pay a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. Because again, the only reason someone's going to Google for your service is if they do have that immediate need to hire you. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I mean, do you want me to send the confirmation email to the one that's on your website? joseph@rvaoutdoorsolutions.com.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So that's the point. That's the, I didn't finish explaining myself when I say I went and created my own account. So there was I reached out to some people, and apparently I came across someone answer the phone from California. Mm-hmm. Two other people from California. Mm-hmm. I lost my money. They're from California.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. I'll get tired of the name of the company. You can look them up.
So we're in California also, but I don't want that to scare you, Joseph, because Google headquarters is in California, right?
I know.
So,
one guy doesn't work with Google. The other guy, he say he works with Google. He's partnered with Google. He took my money. I paid the fee on that same night. Cost me like, what? How much did I pay that night? It was like I paid a $300 up front, and then I started doing some marketing. They say, yeah, we're partnering with Google, yada, yada, we're certified, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, this is what happened. I got pissed off with them because they were promoting they're not SEO.
Mm-hmm.
They're like marketing.
Wow.
They say they partner with Google. Yeah.
Wow,
so,
and they say
they
they're partnered with Google.
Like 2 or 3 hours away. Yeah, they told me that they were certified Google partners with Google. So I'm like, so I believe them because I had an account with Google, you know?
So
that's what
I want to show you something, Joseph, if I may. On
sure.
That link that I sent you earlier, the one that says local.
Where did you send it to?
I sent it to your phone. I sent it on a text message. I sent you two. I sent one that – one has our pricing page. Yeah, I'll email it to you. This pricing page –
I'm on my laptop right now.
Perfect. Okay, so let me send this to you now. 1 second. I just got to go in and
– I waste too much time on the phone, man.
I know. Well, I'm happy that we finally contacted you because we're going to get this all squared away for you. And I don't know what happened with the Google listing you created, but it's not live right now.
Yes,
did it go into suspension or something, or why is it not working now?
Yeah, yes.
Oh,
what
it
happened.
Did. Huh.
Yeah, yes. What happened is because I reached out to Google, told them about the situation. These people took my money, and they were running ads like 2 or 3 hours away. And I try to reach out to them to try to refund my money back. And they never call me back and stuff like that. So I decided not to pay for those ads because I try to help. I was asking to help me fix this problem. They didn't want to help me. So I decided not to pay them. So that's why they suspended my account.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, I'm so sorry that that happened to you. One thing I want to let you know, though, is that anybody can copy and paste a Google badge and put it on their website or put it on their email signature and say, hey, look at me. I'm a Google partner, right? But the reason I'm sending you this link in your email is on our Google badge. Uh-oh. I sent it to the one on your website, and it says the address is not
found. That one is locked in. You can send it to me.
Okay,
I'll give you the email.
What's the email? Go ahead.
josephwarren2022@gmail.com.
josephwarren2022@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, you got it. Let me send this again. 1 second here. We'll make sure it gets to you this time. But what I was saying is anybody can copy and paste a phony Google badge and put it on their email signature or on their website. But what ours says is... Yeah, but that's why I'm telling you this, Joseph, is on our website, we have our Google partnership badge displayed, but if you want to solidify that it's a real Google partnership badge as opposed to a phony one that some Mickey Mouse company would copy and paste, all you have to do is click on it, and it will take you to google.com/partners, and it will show you that Local Splash is a valid premier partner. So that's the difference is, you know, if somebody shows you that they have a Google partnership and you try to click on it and it doesn't do anything, then that could be a phony badge. Or if you go to google.com/partners and put their business name in and they're not coming up, that also could mean they're a phony partner. Now, did you get that link that I sent you? It says localsplash.com/pricing.
I don't know what's going on. The internet is not connecting right now for whatever reason.
Oh.
So it's I don't know, but let me check it on my phone. No, I got my phone, but I didn't see the email.
Okay. It's this one. It says it was sent successfully.
W-A-R-R-E-N?
Yep, Joseph, and then W-A-R-R-E-N 2022 at gmail.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe refresh your inbox. Maybe it'll be there now. If not, you can check your filtered mail. Maybe it went to your spam box or something.
Yeah, I'm checking it right now.
Sometimes that happens on a first correspondence with any company, and we do send from a very large Gmail server, so.
Ah.
Joseph Warren. It's somehow not You think it's your internet?
My phone is, it's the internet. So I don't know what happened. So, I'm using my phone right now because my laptop is not connected. So I don't know what's going on. So,
So are you getting on your email from your phone then, like from your cell phone network?
Yes.
Okay, got it. We'll give you a second.
I don't see anything.
Even in the filtered mail?
No, nothing.
Okay, I'll send it again. This time I'll just send the link. The first time I sent a little like, oh, thank you for considering Local Splash, but this time I'll just send the link. So give me a second.
You send it to me through the, I can look into the, localsplash.com?
Yes, localsplash.com/pricing. You can go straight to our pricing page.
Maybe I should use my hotspot because this Wi-Fi thing is not cooperating over here.
That's a good idea to use your hotspot.
Yeah, I'm going to use my hotspot. Why am I paying all this money on this?
Internet and computers sometimes have a mind of their own.
I know. Wasting too much of this time, man.
I know.
You see that hotspot is connecting very fast.
Good. Okay, good. So you can go straight to our website, or you can go and see if that email is in your inbox now, because it probably is, but it was just blocking it because of the internet connection, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Oh, yeah, Tina.
That's it? Okay, good.
Where are you from?
Yeah. Wow, you said that perfect. My husband's Samoan, and most people say Togafau, but you said Tongafau.
where are you from?
He's from Niuli. Are you familiar?
Oh, from American Samoa.
Yes. Wow, are you Samoan?
I am Samoan.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know. Wow, that's what a small world.
I'm half
Samoan,
half Fijian.
Oh, very cool.
Yes,
now,
I'm from Apia Samoa. Your husband's from American Samoa. I'm from Western Samoa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, His mom, when she passed away, he had to go back to Western Samoa because that's where she was, but I don't remember what village it was, but I'll ask him next time I talk to him, but I know he's from Niuli. That's where he grew up.
I used to live there.
You know?
I know where he's from.
Oh,
I used to live there. My auntie's from there.
What's your last name? Is it Warren?
Warren.
Oh, okay.
My last name is Warren, but my
You have an English last name.
I know. Well, I'm not full some. We're not full Samoan people. Yeah.
But you said Fijian, right? You said Samoan and
Fijian.
Yeah,
I'm
Fijian.
Half Fijian, half Samoan. But my aunt in New Zealand, in American Samoa, in Niuli, her last name is Gray. G-R-E-Y, Gray.
Oh, are they related to Jerome Gray, the singer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought so. Yeah. That he lives close to us here in Southern California, and his daughter Anna, my granddaughter, plays on the rugby team with her son. But that's the sister of the guy from the Common Kings, Mata Gray. So, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a small world. But you know what?
Small
I never
world.
Knew. And I never knew until you told me.
Wait a minute.
But their family comes from Nauli. I didn't know that. I don't think my husband knows that either. I'm going to tell them that the Grays come from Nauli. Because my husband, he came over here to the mainland back in like 1972. So a lot of people that like they're grown, they've never met him, you know. But yeah, he's been here for many, many years. Yeah, he used to be a boxer back there on the island. Golden Glove boxer, and he would fight in Hawaii representing Samoa. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his first name's Sifulu, like 10. But a lot of the old-timer Samoan people, if we go somewhere and there's old-timers, they know him. They'll be like, oh, is that the boxer? But a lot of the younger Samoan people, they don't know him, you know, obviously. But the old-timers, they know him.
Yeah, no, it is a big thing like that. With someone like that fighting overseas, you know, representing someone living in California or whatever, in Hawaii or California or whatever. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Samoan people are good people. Yeah.
They are good people. They have the best hearts, and, they're just so giving and welcoming, and, and you're never going to go underfed with a Samoan family, right?
I know. They love eating. I don't like eating. I never like eating.
I'm like half Danish and half German, so I was in shock when I went to some of the Samoan parties, and they would bring this huge tray to the table. And I was like, what am I going to do? This has like pig and ribs and chicken and potato salad and sapasui and all this stuff, taro. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot of food for our table. Oh, no, that's for you, auntie. And then they bring another tray for, I'm like, what? I'm like, I can't eat all this.
That's how they eat. I know. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Well,
so that's
Sula. Sula. Maro Lava. Talofa Lava.
Talofa Lava. Yeah, you know, that's how I'm known on all of my social media is by Talofa Tina. And it confuses people. A lot of times if I call in to make an appointment and they ask for my email and I tell them Talofa Tina, they get confused because they think Tongafau Tina. Yeah, they start typing in my last name and I tell them, no, it's not my last name. It's Talofa. It's Talofa Tina. And then I tell them, that's kind of like hello. You know how like Hawaii says aloha, Samoans say Talofa, you know?
Yeah.
And I explain it, but it confuses people because they think it's my last name when it's not, you know?
Oh, wow.
Now, have you been to Fiji also?
Oh, yeah, I was born there, yes.
Oh, and so which islands do you like better? Do you like Samoa better or Fiji better, or is it kind of pretty similar, or?
What did you say? Say that again.
Which island do you like better? Do you like the Fijian islands better or the Samoan islands, or is it pretty similar where it kind of, you can't tell a difference?
They are unique in their own culture. Yes.
That's what I thought, because the Fijians, they're more like they're darker skinned and they have the different culture and they have their own language, right?
Yep. Fiji has its own language. They have their own culture and stuff like that. Well, Fiji is, it's one of the, you know, one of the well-known islands in the South Pacific. If you ask someone, like, especially in Richmond, where I'm from in Richmond, they think I'm Spanish, or they think I'm from Italy, or they think I'm Brazilian.
Wow.
They don't even know anything about Samoa, you know, Polynesian. So if you live in California or Las Vegas or the D.C., they know about Polynesian because the population. Where I'm at, we don't have that population over here. So everyone got confused about me and stuff like that. So, But when I tell people, a lot of people over here in Richmond, when I tell them about Samoa, they say, where is that? If I tell them about Fiji, they all know about Fiji.
Oh, so they know about Fiji, but not Samoa. That's interesting.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyone in Richmond doesn't know anything about Polynesian, but they know about Tahiti and Fiji, but Samoa.
Okay, but not Samoa. Oh.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, it's really different. If you say them blogs.
You know what? I didn't either. You know, when I met my husband, He said, oh, I'm from Hawaii, because he didn't think I would know, like, where Samoa was, because I grew up in Chicago. I didn't grow up in California. And he's right. If he would have said, I'm from Samoa, I wouldn't have known, you know. So he just said, I'm from Hawaii, you know. Everybody knows where Hawaii is.
Yes. Yes. I tell people I'm from Samoa. So if they ask me, where in Samoa? They're like, you know, American Samoa, there's a territory of America.
Yeah,
a lot of people knows about that. So I told them, we're the same people, we speak the same language, but we're independent.
Yep.
American Samoa is a territory. West Samoa is not.
Yep.
So, and then I tell them, if you know about The Rock, so everyone knows about The Rock. I say, yeah, he's asked someone. I was like, oh, wow, yeah, we know about The Rock.
You're right. You got to talk about The Rock. Everybody knows him, and he's a good representative of the Samoan culture for sure, even though he's half, you know, but that's just amazing. Most people know who he is. So,
I sent you a request on Facebook.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I'll accept it when I have a chance. I usually don't go on Facebook during working hours, but I'll accept it when I have a chance.
Well, now I know now. Now I can trust you because you okay. Now I know now because you're married to a Samoan guy.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't BS you, Joseph, honestly. I mean, the only reason that I've been with this company for 13 years is I've seen this change the lives of business owners that we work with. And it's so affordable, too, because like I said, what you were saying initially, that you're going to read the manuals and try to do it yourself, you're going to be spending more than $8 a day in your time spent trying to figure that all out. You know what I mean? So this is going to be
actually
super
right
beneficial
about that.
For you. And now that I know you're a Polynesian brother, you legitimately qualify for the friends and family rate. I always tell people, look, I can't go in there and say that you're my cousin or my brother or anything like that. But hey, now I can say you're my cousin because that's what all the Samoans do.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we're always looking for something, some type of discount.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
I know, that's funny. Oh,
well,
that's
crazy. Let's get you set up, Joseph, because you're going to absolutely love this.
Oh, wow. If I did not look at the last name, I would not know.
I know, and you know what? I'm not very thrilled that I have my last name out on our website and on our my email signature, because we're the only Tongafaos here in Orange County, California. So I'm like, man, I'm pretty easy to find. Yeah. But I'm just like, hey, I have to be proud of it and represent, you know, my husband's culture.
Is this the family showing up on your profile picture?
Here, let me log in because I can log into it because I'm allowed to look into it to see if people have business Facebook. So let me just log in and accept you real quick, and then I can. Do you have a business Facebook, by the way?
I do.
I just confirmed it. So let me see if we're friends now. Oh, there you are. You're very handsome too. You look like The Rock. I wouldn't think that you're half Fijian. You have like the lighter skin. Huh. That's amazing.
Well, my mom, my dad is half Fijian and half Samoan, but he was raised and born in Fiji. So, so my mom was born in Fiji, but she's not Fijian. She's Samoan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's why. Yeah. So she was in Fiji, but her ethnicity was Samoan, right? And then that's where you were raised.
Yeah.
Got it.
She was born
and
raised in Fiji. So her family, her mom is from, her dad, her parents are from Savai.
Oh, okay. Neat.
Yeah.
That's very, but anyhow, that is my family on my cover photo.
Beautiful family.
It's minus a couple. My two younger daughters aren't in that picture, and my son isn't in that picture, but my son-in-law is. So we went to the water park with my two of my son-in-laws and my one daughter, and the other set of grandparents are they own a Polynesian store here in Orange County. It's called OCI Polynesian Store. So they're always cooking good Samoan food and everything. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Small world, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So, but let, what were you saying about the business Facebook? You don't have one yet, right?
I do.
You do? Okay. Let me
yeah.
find it.
Look it up. Mm-hmm.
It probably, because I want to put the link in here, because what they're going to do is they're going to have you add us as a manager to it, and also have you add us as a manager to the Google listing that you started, even though it's in suspension. That way we can get with Google and get it unsuspended, and for the Facebook we can start running the ads for you.
So
now,
you can unsuspend it without me paying that fee?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's included in your monthly pricing. So what we do is we have a support staff over at Google. So we contact Google, and sometimes Google will say, okay, we need this client to do a video verification, or we need this client to do a live video verification. So just be responsive to us. If we reach out to you or send you an email and say, Joseph, action needed, Google wants the video verification, then just make sure to get that done, you know? And it's usually pretty simple. Those things take less than 10 minutes. It's just uploading a couple of documents to Google so that they trust you and they say, okay, now we can publish him. But yeah, we'll get it out of suspension for you. That's what we specialize in. We do that all the time.
Okay.
If we bring a new client on board, then we start fresh and we create the page for them if they don't have one. But if they have one, we always use the existing page that they have, because then that way the process will go faster. Because if we start creating duplicate ones, then that's going to hurt you. But I actually, and that's what those Mickey Mouse companies do.
What?
They'll do.
Oh, okay.
My phone number is at the bottom of my email. See it? It's the 877-635-6225 extension.
877?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm trying to text you the Facebook thing.
Oh, I just found it. I found it. And one thing I wanted to, the reason I knew this one was you is I went back to your website and I saw it has the same logo as on your website. But other than that, it doesn't look finished yet. It doesn't have your phone number on there or anything. But don't worry, once you add us to it, we can go in and we can finish it. We can put the website link on here. We can put the phone number. Now, how come the emails through your website are blocked? Did you decide not to do the workspace component with the other company? Or are you just...
What did you say?
The company that built your website, I tried to email you from the email that was on the site, it didn't go through. So how come that's not working, Joseph, at rvaoutdoorsolutions.com?
Because that Google account is blocked. It's
suspended. So that was a workspace account if it was through your Google.
Yeah.
I got it.
I was paying a subscription. I don't want to pay a subscription for that email. I said, why am I paying a subscription for this email?
That's what I tell people. People, we do the workspace too, but it's expensive. It's like $99 to set it up and $39 extra a month. I always tell people, why don't you save your money and just go to Gmail and get a rvaoutdoorsolutions@gmail.com. You know what I mean? You don't have to
But there was a subscription because there was a company that was hosting my website. I don't know how I end up paying $6 a month on a subscription on my email address. I said, what?
Oh, wow, for you it was only $6. I'm surprised. Yeah, but it's probably through their hosting then. That's probably who it is. But what I would do, Joseph, is in the meantime, tell them to take that email off your site and put in josephwarren2022@gmail.com. That way, if somebody sees you on the site and they want to email you, that you'll still get it. Or have them take the email off altogether, and that would encourage them to just go through the get a quote button, and then you can get notified that way. You know what I mean?
That company that in California, I don't know what website is popping up because that marketing company down in California, another company that, not the guy that said they were Google, partners. But the other marketing company that I was working with, they're in from California. They're from Orange County.
Yep, that's where we are. We're in Orange County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they created that page, that website. They told me that that page was going to go down because it was going to be expired on the 13th. Well, the 13th was on a Friday last week. So there was a company they were working on my website. So I don't know what's going on. My website is supposed to go live on Friday, but...
Oh,
so that's
what's the new web address?
The new what?
The new website. What's the new website address? The one that was supposed to go live on Friday?
It's the same. Are you talking about my address?
Oh, no. Is it rvaoutdoorsolutions.com? It is. Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay. I'll just leave that in the notes. If they ever get funny with you and say your domain expired and you have to pay us a lot of money to reactivate it, I'll put a note in here that we'll build a new site for you for free, because you don't need to do that. We sell Google compliant sites here, and I can put a note in here that will, you know, give you one if that happens. But for now, don't do that, because the site that you have
you're going to create a new website?
I'm going to put it in here that if you need one down the road, we'll create it and we won't charge you the extra for it. We'll do that for free. But
no,
I don't want you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want you to do that yet, because the site that you have is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? I would say if they start telling you, oh, we're going to charge you a bunch of money because the domain's expiring or anything like that, then let me know and, you know, we'll build a new site for you. But for now, I would just keep it at this. And then let's see here. Is this the phone number you're going to want to have displayed on Google, the 804-203-2665? It's different on your site, by the way. It's 944-8321.
That's the one, but I also... I get a lot of spam call from that number, but that's my business number. But my cell phone number is, I use that for the business too.
Is that the 2665? That's the cell phone, right?
No, that's the business number.
What's the cell phone number then?
702-371-8175. Las Vegas.
Nevada. I was going to say, of a Nevada area code. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
702-371-8175. So what we'll do is we're not going to publish this number, but we're going to use it internally. If we had to reach out to you and say, hey, Joe, Google needs this or that, we can send a text on this one. That way you'll get it. But for business purposes, we can promote the other one. And then if you get a lot of spam calls, we could even put a call tracking number on there that sometimes will help with that. But I'm just wondering, you might want them to take the 944-8321 number off the site, because Google...
That's the company that I'm telling you that won the marketing. They're supposed to take down that website because the other company was working on building my new website. It's supposed to go live on Friday. So I don't know what that website is still doing up. They're the one who created that website with that number on it.
Oh, you know what? I bet they own the domain, and the other company that was supposed to go live on Friday, they probably built the site, but they can't get it on that domain. So maybe you have another site up there
already.
No, they
already transferred me the domain.
They did? They sold you the domain?
They already transferred me the domain.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Well, then in that case, if the people that promise to get it up on Friday don't get it up, just give that domain information to my technician and we can just build the site for you right away. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, let me call them right now after I talk to you on the phone.
I'll put that in the notes here. And then is the business address the 17500 Magnolia Field?
You know what? I'd rather working with one people instead of me trying to go all over the place. It's just taking too much, because sometimes I like to change the information on the other website, but they don't have that. And if you guys going to do everything, might as well just you guys create my website. I tell her, hey, can we find my money back?
There you go. Okay, so give me a second, because now I have to add it to the products so that when my technician knows, they'll know that it's in the products. I'm going to add the site for you. My site. One second here. And I'm going to put at zero cost. That way you don't have to. Usually that's a $400 extra. But again, since I'm putting you in the friends and family rate, they're not going to question me why I included that.
Okay.
So, yeah, cool. So that'll be okay. I can do that. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
A debit card.
Okay. And does it have your name displayed or the business name or both?
The business name.
Okay, and then What is the billing address, Joseph?
So what is this, $199?
You can do $199, but I wouldn't recommend it because that won't include the Facebook ads. So what I would recommend for you, honestly, is do the $249 just for this month and next month because that will jumpstart your results. But once you're actually ranking on Google, call me up and we'll take those off and we'll put you back at $199. But I think you definitely need it initially because it's going to get you results quicker, okay?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, so let's do the $249. And then is the Magnolia Fields Loop address also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, that's the one, 17500 Magnolia Fields Loop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mosley 23120?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4635.
Okay.
7800.
Got it.
1120.
Uh-huh.
9444.
Okay, and expiration?
1029.
And the code?
738.
738. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'll go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create the appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords and getting you set up. And what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
RVA Outdoor Solutions.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Xavier Warren, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. I don't even know. Local Splash?
Local Splash. That's our company. So if we call you,
yes.
Of course, we don't want you to drop everything if you're out in the field and call us back right away. But if you see that we called or we emailed you, that means that we need something that Google is requesting. So just make sure to get back to us in like 24 to 48 hours so it doesn't hold up the programming, okay?
Got it. Yes.
Yep. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And that, of course, is just to make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing, okay?
Sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 16th, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Sure. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So now, couple of things. You're going to get an email that says pictures needed for Google verification. Did you already do that when you set up your Google page? Did you send over pictures? If not, you can send them on that form and we'll send them
pictures. What kind of pictures?
Pictures. It'll say a business license or a business insurance or a work vehicle with a Virginia license plate or an invoice with your business address on it. What's happening there behind the scenes is Google is going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a business in the area. So you don't have to send all 7 items that are on that email, but just send
over whatever
you
can. I don't have a contractor's license, but I'm my LLC, if that's what you're
asking. There you go.
For.
Yeah, send over your LLC. Send over if all you have is a business registration, if you have an invoice or a business card. So send over whatever you can, and that will help us get it out of suspension quickly. And then also I sent you a second email that says, please add us to your Google business profile. That way we can get in there with our verification team and find out from Google what the problem is, and we can get it out of suspension. And then lastly, because I gave you some special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up. So did you get an email from me right now that says your initial invoice?
Hold on. Let me check my email. There, my internet is up now. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
If not, it'll come on a text too, but I think the email's easier.
Okay, I got the email. Which email
okay.
is it?
So the one that says your initial invoice. Let me make sure that that
I got two out. Emails.
Let's see here.
Initial invoice. Yep.
Yep. Okay. So the one that says your initial invoice, if you open that, it will take you to a page that says click here to accept your subscription terms. Once that email loads, so you click on the link.
Sign.
And then it will take you to where it says local splash terms of experience. All you have to do.
Am I checking in these boxes?
Check both of them. One says that you're authorized on the account. The second one says that
it.
You received tech. Yep, and then when you sign it and hit confirm signature, if it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about the username and password now because that's already in your welcome.
Mm-hmm. So your signature over here, I go by Joseph, but my first name is Xavier.
That's what I thought you said in the voice verification. So just sign it as, sign it as Joseph Warren because that's what I put for your billing. But moving forward, I'm going to fix it. So just sign it the way it shows. And then I'll put in here that Joseph is, otherwise known as name, but your legal name. Is it X-V-A-I-E-R for Xavier or?
Yeah.
Xavier. Okay, you got it.
My middle name is Joseph.
Did I spell it right? X V A.
No, X A V I E R.
Oh, that's why X A. I was like, it looks different, and I have a friend that's named Xavier, or her son is, and I'm like, this looks different. X A V
I
E R. Right?
Yep.
I-E-R, Xavier Joseph Warm. Okay, so moving forward, that's what we have on your account in the billing. But we'll just leave Joseph in there for the account since, you know, when they call you for the client interview, I want them to just, you know, address you the way you're used to, which is by Joseph. Okay?
Yeah.
And then lastly, you have my extension now, which is 777. So we're available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. So let's say that you call and you need a update on your website or you have a billing question. You can hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. Or if you want to talk to me specifically, anytime you put in that 777, it'll ring to my desk. Okay, so
I don't know where. Where's the extension?
It's on the bottom of the email that I sent you. It has my email signature. Yeah, which would be the one that says local / online marketing. That's the one that I sent you with the link to our pricing page, right? And so lastly here, I wanted to create the client interview. That appointment's going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Okay.
I have a 1 o'clock available, 2 or 3, or we could do later this evening at 5. Which would work better?
5 works.
5, okay.
Eastern time.
Yep. What I'm going to do is I'm blocking out an hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then other than that, you are all good to go. I am so glad that we talked. It was so nice meeting you. We'll keep up with each other now moving forward on social media too, okay?
Okay.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
All right. You're welcome. Have a very profitable year, and then stand by. My technician will be calling you around 5 o'clock today. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And then be ready to transfer that domain back over to us so they can start building the site on it right away. Okay.
Oh yeah. I got to call them right now and let them know.
Please.
Like, hey,
yeah. Don't forget that part. Yeah. That's important. Yes. Yeah. Call them and tell them you need to have the control of the domain, and whatever they're trying to build, they don't have to do it anymore because you're going to have someone else build it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. You're welcome. All right. Have a great day, Joseph.
Yeah. You too. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye.